Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, it is time for the spillover. Raph and AD are in the house. Fellas, good morning. Good to see you. Nebraska basketball on top of the world right now.
Bam.
How seventh, about that win?
Seventh seed.
What? Hey, Raph.
Yeah.
Seventh seed in what?
The NCAA basketball tournament. I was listening to Tom and Melby last night. And
yeah.
They were talking.
Love their show, by the way.
They said there's the glimmer of hope that NCAA tournament dream rolls again. So I got to believe Nebraska, NCAA tournament bound.
Raph.
First ever victory in the NCAA tournament this year.
Oh, Raph, just.
Kent Pavelka passes out.
Kent Pavelka passes out.
He wants it bad.
He does.
Listening to him finish the game. That's my voice even gone a little bit. Listening to him call that game, Raph turned it up a little bit. We listened to him, and it was good to hear Kent excited, too, man.
63-53, Nebraska win in Omaha against number 7 Creighton. Nebraska dictated terms from the start. Nothing fluky about it. Some people are going to say, well, they got Creighton on a bad shooting night. Ah, they had something to do with bad.
Well, we didn't shoot Creighton. The best either.
No. Nebraska 3 for 12 from three-point line. Creighton 10 for 40. And Jake was saying, now we didn't have a disagreement. I just added to what Jake said. Jake said Creighton missed a lot of open three-pointers. Yes, but I think there's a cumulative impact when you play as well as Nebraska did on defense. Mm-hmm. I thought even their open shots were a little hurried. I mean, because Nebraska was scrambling so well,
yeah.
And the rotations were really good. Even those open shots weren't wide, wide open. Guys were flying to them a little late sometimes is what you're getting at. So I think the cumulative impact of Nebraska's tough defense wore on Creighton's shooters a little bit. Creighton might be a little overrated, by the way.
Well, again, Creighton is a team that shot poorly against Texas, but still only lost by 5 against the number 2 ranked team in the country on the road. So you thought, okay, they can overcome that because they just are good enough. But Nebraska outscored them 46-16 in the paint.
Mm-hmm. Took it to them.
When has Nebraska averaging that to anybody? Well, 46, or I mean a Power 5 team at least.
Derek Walker owned Kalkbrenner, as we mentioned. Owned him.
He played big boy ball yesterday.
He did.
He played big
he
boy
has
ball.
Since he come back, AD.
Yeah, he's come back with a chip on his shoulder.
Seems
he
like
really
it.
Has. And something else I thought was interesting, Nebraska's help defense, like you mentioned, rotation. They did a good job of helping and rotating and getting back on it. I mean, they played – you can tell they played with a sense of urgency yesterday.
They did.
You know, they played with a sense of urgency. It's like, we're not losing this game.
Even confident, though, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You could see their confidence right out – like the right before the first – under the first TV timeout. I was struck by how confident Nebraska came out.
Here's – I was fearful about – I'm going to ask you guys this. When it got to 31-23, and then we didn't score again for like 4.5 minutes.
Yep.
In my head, I'm thinking,
here we go.
Oh, crap. Here we go again. What did you guys think at that point?
I thought their defense.
You were confident still.
I thought Nebraska was playing so well on defense and just kind of well in general. They're getting the loose balls. They looked confident. And Creighton looked, I don't know, Creighton didn't look right to me. So I didn't think Creighton was going to. I wasn't waiting for the roof to cave in. Mm-hmm. I just thought, okay, if Creighton wins this, AD, they're going to have to win it close.
Yeah.
They're not sprinting off today.
Right.
If
right.
Creighton
right.
wins this at all, it'll be, Raph, it would be like a shot in the final 15 seconds, they're going to have to get over the top that way because they're not going to sprint off on on this day. It didn't look like that to me.
Me too.
Were you jacked or were you just upset about your beloved Broncos?
Why do we have to bring that up?
Oh, we're going to talk about Broncos game at the same time. Oh, that was actually a noon game for the Broncos. That's right. They were the first to start off things.
But you're very open about your Bronco fandom, and you're still a fan when they lose.
I can't run from that.
No.
Well, yeah, the Broncos.
The Broncos scored 9 points again in the ball game and thought that was enough to win.
Well, the most upsetting thing about that was after the game, they interviewed Nathaniel Hackett, Coach of the Year candidate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he goes, well, I felt like we did some great things on offense today. What game are you watching? There was nothing great. You scored 9 points.
Hey, I got an idea, by the way, Raph. See if you like this one.
Fire
How about Prime coaches both teams?
Ooh.
He coaches the Colorado Buffs and the Denver Broncos.
He played two sports at the same time. He played baseball and football. He could coach two different teams.
It's like big deal.
That actually crossed Prime. My mind where I was like, maybe the Walton Pinner family just says, Colorado don't have that money yet for you, but we
got that money.
We've got plenty.
But you got coach both.
No, just one. quickest Colorado coaching ever. Straight
to the second,
Broncos.
We want Prime.
Yeah.
Man. I'm not happy for you, Raph. I'm just glad that my assessment of week one of that guy is completely.
Yeah, you were.
I said that guy's an idiot.
You were hammering Hackett right out of the gate.
And Raph defended him as you went for it's the first game as a head coach. I said, no, this guy's a moron. It was obvious game one.
Jake, how puts the moron tag on people?
How do you not improve at all over any weeks of the season? I mean, their wins, they beat the Texans barely, who suck. Mm-hmm. They beat another crap team earlier that sucked. They have nothing redeeming on their wins.
But they did beat the 49ers, Jake.
That 11-10 in the worst game in the history of the football.
The Niners.
Yeah.
11-10.
NFL. The highest scoring team they are.
Nick, Jake, you called it out 12 weeks ago. You got like, this guy's an idiot.
He's a moron.
I was like, that's awfully aggressive. Really? No, now it's kind of true. He's Nostradamus on this one, man.
Jake is very aggressive with the moron.
Yeah.
But not as much as he's like one of the most I've ever called a moron consistently. That guy is a moron. Fact he's still employed is amazing.
Yeah.
For right now.
Yeah. He should be fired today.
Is he getting whacked this week?
Wow. I think they'll wait till the end of the year then.
Are you just wasting a year? I mean, this is a complete waste. Like you said, they have a great defense. It's still great. Yeah. I mean, 10 points is enough to win any football game.
Yeah.
And they gave that touchdown with under a minute to go. I mean, it was 3 points the whole game. I know that Lamar got hurt, but Huntley's a good quarterback. He's put up points before. Mm-hmm. 3 points.
I wonder if the locker room, does the defense, is there division defense offense? It doesn't sound like it. I talked to Parker Gabriel a lot. You know, Parker Gabriel's former Lincoln Journal star. Writer who covers the Broncos now. I mean, he's in the locker room. He tells me about all the conversations with those Zigbo and Randy Gregory. It's fascinating. Yeah. Doesn't seem like they're having issues in the locker room.
They had that little blow up last week with Purcell and Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Where they got into it on the field a little bit. But then,
who's Purcell?
Just a defensive lineman for Broncos. So, but then this week they said they spoke and everything and they were all good. They did competitive fire and stuff like that. But it's really funny. Yesterday, a lot of Bronco fans were mad at the defense because they felt like they let them down at the end of the game by going down and scoring a touchdown. But I'm like, should they have been in that situation to have only been given up, be sitting at giving up 10 points? If you give up 10 points in NFL, you should win every time. Mm-hmm. They were actually Denver. What was the statistic? Since like 2017 or something like that. In games where teams have given up 10 points, it's like 215-5. Well, Denver was.
How can you be mad at your defense when you give up 10 points in the game?
People wonder about Nebraska, by the way. Was there tension in the locker room because of, you know, the defense for Nebraska came on really strong, you know, during the latter part of the season. The offense was foundering. But you know what? There wasn't. I asked some of those coaches, and they said, you know what, not really. The defensive guys just don't say much about it. Mm-hmm. You know, they just.
Which is smart.
Yeah.
Which is smart.
Yeah. Yep. Why? Well, you wonder, though, right, what they're thinking.
Right.
But, no, what I was told is, no, those guys, they just do their work, keep their mouth shut about it. They know what the deal is.
Yeah, that doesn't do any good. I could see that happening more in the pros than I could in college.
Why is that?
In the pros, you know, those are all paid professionals. You know, just kind of like, you know, I'm going to get on your tail. I'm getting paid too. I'm busting my tail off out here. I expect the same.
My employment's on the line.
Exactly. Big time. Yeah. College, I don't see it as much, but I could see how it could happen, but I also could see how it could really bring some more bad things in the locker room you don't need.
Yep. All right, fellas, that's it for the spillover.
Wow, what's the deal?
It's a time deal. New rules. The Drive with Raf and AD is next for Steve Sipple. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.